This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's a curse of the computer age, a green alligator, a purple monkey, or a colorful new toolbar that suddenly appears on your web browser. But beware, these are not your friends. They are, in fact, spyware. These stealth programs can barrage you with pop-up ads or disable your computer altogether. And they're on the desktops of millions of people. NPR's Susan Stone reports.
Nancy Edwards makes her living on her computer. She's a music promoter who maintains musicians' websites and emails out concert listings and bookings to hundreds of people. A few months ago, her laptop started acting sluggish, and she noticed an unusual number of pop-up ads.
I couldn't use that computer anymore. It was just too slow. I went and bought another one in January, and when I started downloading a lot of the same stuff that I wanted, what I thought were innocent little files like, you know, clocks and weather forecasting services and stuff, that's when I started noticing that all of a sudden the pop-ups were coming back again.
Edwards fell prey to what Internet service provider Earthlink calls the biggest undiagnosed problem on the Internet today, spyware. Along with a program that promised to keep her clock accurate, Nancy Edwards got something called Gator. Gator tracks where you go on the web, then targets you with relevant ads. If you visit a site about baby names, you get an offer for diaper coupons. Gator sells your eyeballs to more than 800 advertisers. And it's not the only one, says Cade Metz, senior writer for PC Magazine.
Packages like Grokster and Kazaa, which are used to share songs and videos and other files on the Internet, typically come with 5, 10, sometimes even more, additional software packages. Many of these applications end up being spyware. Giving up your privacy is the coin you're paying for a service like Kazaa.
That cute purple monkey on your screen offering to send email for you? It's Bonzi Buddy. Bonzi Software was recently sued for using pop-up ads that look like computer error messages, but really download software onto your computer. And there are far scarier beasts out there, says PC Magazine's Cade Metz.
One of the worst is a program called Zoopiter. It tracks your information, like most of these packages, but it can also hijack your web browser, take you to web pages where you don't want to go. It can change your home page, which is the page that loads when you open your browser each morning.
Zoopiter is what's known as a drive-by download. It saves to your computer without you knowing it, after you take a wrong turn at a web address. But most of these programs are things you did invite onto your desktop. Much of the software comes with user agreements. You must click Accept to download. It's up to you to read the terms of that agreement. But, says Denise Garcia, media analyst for the Gartner Company,
we found that 36% of consumers say that they read the privacy policies when they pop up, so they don't know what they're getting into when they download free software.
Gator Corporation believes its subscribers do. 36 million Gator users can't be wrong, says Senior Vice President of Marketing Scott Eagle. And Gator is adware, not spyware, he says. It doesn't collect your last name or your address.
What we do collect is a general profile that anonymous consumer 111 is interested in a trip, or anonymous consumer 115 is deciding between a minivan and an SUV. Because we can see that, it kind of blurs the line between advertising and information, bring the exact right relevant information to the consumer.
This fine distinction is meaningless to Nancy Edwards.
Unlike, you know, getting a telephone solicitation, yes, I paid to have the phone, but I can easily hang up on somebody that's doing a telephone solicitation. But here I am paying, you know, a lot of money for a decent computer and internet connections, and people are invading me.
Current privacy laws don't address spyware, and these programs are notoriously hard to get off your computer. Edwards spent hours manually searching and removing unwanted files on her new computer. Now, she says, her downloading days are over for good. The takeaway message is, caveat surfer. Let the browser beware. Susan Stone, NPR News, Washington.